Okay, so finally, measuring and analyzing results. So improving content marketing. Almost every marketing campaign needs to be optimized before it starts producing desirable results. So content marketing campaigns are absolutely no different. And improving your content marketing results comes down to improving your primary metrics. Again, that's KPIs. So KPIs are cost per click, per visitor, cost per lead, opt-in or application form, and cost per sale. So regardless of which method of content promotion you choose, these are the critical metrics that you're going to want to track. So your goal is to ensure that you keep them under check even as you scale to ensure profitability of your campaigns. So components that impact your KPI. First is ad, second is targeting, ad campaign type, and then content piece, and then also the opt-in page, the lead magnet, the offer, and the sales funnel. So there's a lot of different KPIs, and we need to improve the effectiveness of each of these components in order to improve our KPIs. So let's talk about a few of those now. If we're talking about the high cost for cost per click, the cost for the high cost per click could be due to your ad copy not resonating with your audience, right? So that's the first indicator that you've got the targeting wrong or you're sending the ad out to the wrong audience. So improving your ad copy with a better image, maybe a catchier headline or compelling body copy, you'll get more clicks at a cheaper cost. If it's a targeting problem, you dig deeper and make a list of several audience segments who might be interested in your offer. So target each of these audience segments with a separate ad and track the performance of each ad. Turn off the ads where the cost per click is too high. So how to improve your cost per lead? If the cost per lead is too high, it could be due to a problem with your ad copy, just not resonating. The content piece, maybe the blog post isn't effective. The opt-in page isn't converting well. The ad campaign, you might be running the wrong campaign type, or it just might not be enticing enough. People just might not be excited about it. And if you have a high cost per lead, what you want to do is avoid misleading ad copy. So you might be clickbaiting them into getting to your website. Or if it's a content piece problem, you just need to improve the quality and flow of the content. Make it easier to consume because that will get more people through the door. And if that doesn't work, likely it's because your audience doesn't care about the topic. So you should either promote another content piece or switch audiences. So if it's an ad campaign type problem, networks like Facebook allow you to create campaigns for objectives such as clicks, conversions, engagements, etc. And so choosing the right campaign makes a world of difference. Ad campaign types, for instance, for clicks, choosing clicks typically gets you a lot of clicks, but conversions are usually a little lower. Engagement gets you a lot of likes and shares, but clicks and conversions aren't the priority. And then conversions results in a high cost per click, but conversions are usually good. So if it's an opt-in page problem, you want to improve the copy and design of your opt-in page. Remove the unnecessary details that are reducing conversions. And if it's a lead magnet or an offer problem, sometimes your content piece or your opt-in page might be performing, but your results might be suffering because your lead magnet or your offer is just not enticing enough. So make them irresistible to improve your conversions. And if that doesn't help, change them to give your audience what they really want. So how to improve your cost per sale? The cause for high cost per sale is usually due to the opt-in page combo is just not hitting, right? So it's not congruent. The content piece, maybe it's just not effective. The sales funnel is just not high converting, or the offer is not desired by your audience. So if it's an ad opt-in page combo, then you need to fix the congruency and then you'll start generating lots more leads. So if the copy is not specific to appeal to the target audience, your list will be filled with leads who are unresponsive to your offer. So craft congruent and specific ad and opt-in pages to generate high quality leads. Also for content pieces, to improve the quality and flow of your content, just make it easier to consume. And if that doesn't work, likely because your audience doesn't care, then just try promoting another content piece. So if the sales funnel is no good, or if that's the main problem, if every other component has been tested and it's working but your sales are low, then work on improving your sales funnel through better copywriting and selling. If your audience doesn't want what you're selling, then no amount of selling is going to help, right? So if the campaign's not profitable, try improving your offer or changing it altogether, and look into the pricing of the offer too. Sometimes selling high-ticket offers that are $1,000 or more can help your campaigns become profitable because you have a higher profit margin.